Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
There's just two of us here, or three of us. Alex can't do the radio show. She just broke her headphones.
I did not.
What did you do over there?
It's not a big deal.
Are you jealous that me and Porkchop got new headphone pieces and you had to try to break yours?
No, I don't know what happened. I just dropped them or something, so it's fine. I can do the show.
Looks like she slammed them. She looks like she was angry over there. Uh-oh, Liv, are your headphones broken too? Oh my God, what's going on, guys?
I thought they were. I think I just fixed them.
And those are my headphones, so don't break them or you owe me $12 at Walmart, okay? So,
deal.
Be careful over there. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. I've come a long way from blocking my boyfriend, the Egyptian, since last night. Apparently, I texted him at 2 in the morning when I was on Ambien. Like, I guess I woke up in the middle of the night, listened to what I said.
Oh, my God.
This girl's got issues.
So, at 2:18, I said, I love you so much. I remember how goofy you were in no coat on our first date. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So he's going to wake up to that this morning. He's not going to know what it is.
You on Ambien. I mean, that's just crazy to me.
I assume she's always on something. So Ambien, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds like the love's been restored, so that's good.
Yeah, I guess so.
What about you, Liv? What's up this morning?
Not too much. I had sushi last night, and I really just wasn't in the mood for sushi. And so now, like, I've been nauseous ever since then.
Yuck.
Yeah.
You know that they say you're never supposed to have sushi on Mondays?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me that because I'm already, like,
I've never
paranoid.
Heard that saying before. Why
Let
are
me
you
Google
saying
this.
That?
What day, I think it's because of how fresh the fish is. That's like their old fish. What day of the week
no,
should
they
you
get,
not
they get,
eat fish
No,
sushi?
They get ship fishmen 3 times a week.
I was going to say, and I've heard that before.
Is a fishman a fish shipment?
I'm worried. Just don't say the S word. I'm worried you're going to say shipment wrong. It's way too early for you guys to speak properly.
Okay, so try sushi. To avoid eating sushi on Sundays and Mondays.
See, I disagree
Quality
because...
Quality sushi restaurants are usually closed on Mondays.
I think that's whatever, because I used to get sushi on Wednesday and it was half off. Same thing. That's before they got their new order in the next day.
Oh, you guys are freaking me out now.
Just do what I do and don't eat seafood.
Why do you not eat seafood? Oh, my God. And sushi is amazing. That sounds so good right now.
I actually like myself, so no.
God, you're like Alex in a male form over there, pork chop, not eating something. How can you not eat sushi or seafood?
That's like the only thing I don't eat is seafood. Everything else, I'm game.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah, well, hey, I feel good this morning, so.
I know. I need to get, like, something else in my system so I just forget about it. I think it's more, like, mind over matter at this point.
Got to eat some of your oatmeal that you usually have.
I know. I'm out. I'll figure something out.
Rough life.
You guys are just dragging it into the Thanksgiving holiday. Legit. I don't think you're going to make it till tomorrow. I'm really concerned about everybody. Ugh. How you doing this morning, pork chop?
I'm good. I bet you could guess what I did yesterday. Pretty typical.
Stayed here all day.
Uber drive.
You both nailed it. That and that.
Well, I was here with you, so I knew that. We had a staff meeting, so it's like, well, I'm stuck here with Porkchop. Might as well go to the meeting. So,
but I don't have to Uber drive tomorrow because we get paid tomorrow. Woohoo!
Oh, you've been like kind of like balling on a budget for like what, a month and a half or something with one little check.
I've I've not gotten paid in like a month.
And you owe everybody on the show money, I think. So you're going to have no money left over, man.
No.
Oh, God. I'm just gearing up. My wife and I are starting to pack. We're going to be heading up to Michigan. That's where I'm from. And we're going to go be seeing, I think we're not going to see my mom in Ohio, but we are going to be able to go see most of the family in Michigan. But we're trying to cram it all into one suitcase, which is fine for me. But why do women have to take like 5 pairs of shoes for Thanksgiving?
Because you never know what you're going to be doing, who you're going to be seeing. What if you guys like spontaneously decide to like go out to a nice dinner?
We're married. Nothing spontaneous, Liv. And she married me. Nothing spontaneous. Except maybe
that's
indigestion.
True.
So. Oh. Yeah, okay. Follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. You can check out everything that we post online on our website, joeandalexshow.com. And you can call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Coming up in the garbage, a celebrity engagement is off. This rapper could be going to prison for life, and this actress said that she considered giving up her baby girl to someone in another country because of the 2016 election.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Paris Hilton has broken up with her fiancé, Chris Zilka. Sources say that Paris called things off with Chris several weeks ago. They got engaged at the beginning of the year during a trip to Aspen after dating for about a year. Paris apparently realized that Chris just wasn't the one. They weren't meant for each other. She addressed her split with Chris on social media, posting a photo of herself dressed as Marilyn Monroe and wrote her favorite Marilyn Monroe quote. So, poor Paris. I do feel bad for her.
Well,
she's getting a little old for trying to get married and have kids now, and it's just going to get harder for her.
But good for her, though. You don't want to be in a marriage that you don't even want to be in. I mean, it sucks to have to call it off, but you don't want to be married to somebody you don't really love.
Rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine is recently, potentially going to jail for life. So this dude fired his manager and 2 other former associates. They're all in federal custody after getting busted on racketeering charges. The investigation was a joint effort by ATF, NYPD, and Homeland Security. Tekashi has been denied bail for now and will remain in custody pending trial. His attorney proposed that he be released if he paid the court $750,000, surrendered his passport, and remained on house arrest, suggesting that he wouldn't be a flight risk under those terms, but that request was shot down. Tekashi is facing 6 counts, the most serious of which is discharging a firearm while committing a crime. That count carries a possible life sentence and a mandatory minimum of 25 years in prison.
But we need good music. He can't be locked up.
I hate this garbage person.
Free 69.
I hate these garbage rappers. Like, they're just terrible, terrible.
Hater alert.
This new brand of rap isn't even rap. Actress Amber Tamblyn says that she considered giving her unborn baby girl away to Canadians following the election of Donald Trump. Man, she sounds like a great mom, doesn't she? She told attendees at Vultures Fest Feminist AF panel in Los Angeles Sunday, "A dark realization swallowed me and I was going to bring a baby into this world. And not just any baby, a girl." She recalled imagining, "Maybe I should give my baby away to a random family of Canadians or Swedes." I can't. I don't have enough time talk about how insane that is.
Well, I mean, like, let's think. What does Canada have? Canada has Tim Hortons. It's got
hockey.
We have
Tim Hortons
in
America.
But I feel like the Tim Hortons in Canada are really authentic. You know what I mean? Like, the Timbits are a little bit better.
Alex Rodriguez talked about the challenges of buying J-Lo a Christmas gift.
You know, it has to be something creative. It can't just go out and buy something and something expensive. To me, something that's handwritten, maybe it's a photo. I don't want to give any secrets away for this holiday, but it's something that is heartfelt, something that resembles like a memory that we've had together that involves our children, that involves our home, because ultimately that's what it's all about.
What do you get J-Lo or any other rich person for their holidays? Like, because they can buy whatever they want, right?
And that's what he was just saying, that it's got to be something like about a memory and heartfelt, probably homemade.
Good luck with that. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can join in the conversation.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
All right, everyone has a favorite side dish for the most part, unless you're really, 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 really weird when it comes to Thanksgiving. But what's your family's, how do I put this, uncommon, or maybe people would say it's a little weird side dish? Alex, your family's got a little something-something. What is it?
We always make corn pudding. Have you ever had that?
Oh, gosh. I've had corn and I've had pudding. I don't know if, I'm going to Google it. Maybe I have, but I don't, I'm going to say no.
Have you had it, Producer Pork Chop?
No, but like I said, I'd eat anything except seafood. So, yes, I would eat it. It doesn't, I don't know. It sounds interesting.
It's corn, one of my favorite sides. Live the Web Girl, what does your family have that's weird or uncommon at Thanksgiving?
Well, I just tried corn pudding for the first time like 3 weeks ago, and it was literally amazing.
Oh, okay.
But my
I've had
mom,
this before.
My mom every year makes this cranberry Jell-O salad. And so it's cranberry Jell-O. Then inside it's walnuts and celery.
White people,
on
right?
On a bed of lettuce. And it's, no offense,
really?
It's so gross. And
oh.
No one eats it. And
why?
No one likes
oh, no.
it. But she makes it because it's a tradition with my grandma. My grandmother used to make it and she since passed. Oh, and it has real cranberries in it
okay.
too.
Okay.
It's not great.
I was going to ask, no disrespect, is grandma passed on? You said that. Okay.
Yeah, she
some
has
things
passed.
Should die with people when they die.
Oh!
I'm just saying, if nobody likes grandma's cranberry salad doo-doo thing,
let it
go, rest in peace.
I have a couple bites every year just
for
tradition, just for tradition, and Thanksgiving wouldn't be the same without it.
Really? Like it would be better? Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
We have a tweet from somebody at Joe and Alex Show. They said that they make s'mores for Thanksgiving dinner.
Ooh. That sounds good, but very random.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you'd have that. I looked up the corn pudding thing. I think I have had this. I don't have it every year, but it sounds good because it's just cornbread with what? Like what? Cream corn kind of?
Mm-hmm.
Or canned corn? That sounds really, that actually sounds better than cornbread.
I'm telling you. It's amazing.
Dad, for once, there's something that's not even weird about you. You said it was weird.
Well, it's uncommon. Not a lot. Not every family has stuffing and rolls and mashed potatoes, but not every family has corn pudding. That's why the question is, what uncommon slash weird thing does your family do? Like somebody just tweeted us and said s'mores. It's definitely uncommon and weird. For Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, that would be really weird, but I like that. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Pork Chop.
Yeah, I've got a great one.
Okay.
So this is very New Jersey, very Italian. And since I've moved to the Midwest, I've noticed people don't even know what this is. It's called baked ziti.
Oh, I've heard of that like in a mob movie. What's a baked ziti?
I've heard about it, but I've never had it.
I gotta Google this.
It's so good. Okay, and so I'm not a cook, but this is the one thing I make, and I make it every Thanksgiving.
Is it Italian?
Oh, very Italian.
Here, Alex, it looks like noodles and lasagna.
No, that looks, no. That looks terrible.
I would never eat that.
I've got a picture of it on my Instagram. I'll show you.
Okay. I don't like pasta.
Oh, well, you don't like cheese.
She doesn't like cheese.
I load the cheese on there. I put ricotta cheese. I put Parmesan cheese. I put provolone cheese.
He makes the cheese sound better. Like, Alex really wants it. And I was like, ricotta. Ricotta cheese.
Oh, it's so good.
Somebody says on Facebook that they make waffles.
Okay.
Waffles. They put waffles on the table, like as their bread item.
Maybe for like Thanksgiving breakfast.
Yeah, like chicken and waffles would be pretty dope. I don't know about turkey and
waffles.
You would
have chicken and waffles for Thanksgiving, like syrup and everything?
I've already told you, yes. I'm a huge fan of chicken and waffles. I like the chicken to be a little bit hot, too.
I am, too, but not for Thanksgiving.
Like, I don't like turkey. I'm not just saying that to be different, but I've never liked turkey.
Look, Alex, that's my Instagram, my baked ziti.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but I would never eat that.
That looks delicious, Joe. Back me up.
Okay, to be fair, I'm sure it tastes amazing, but that looks like if you got indigestion and that's what came out.
No.
No, I'm just throwing that one out there.
Oh my gosh! Quit
Liv.
Doing that!
Stop it, Liv.
So disgusting. I can't even take it.
I agree.
That wasn't
Seriously. It wasn't me. Pork Chop!
Not me.
Alex? Six people were rescued after an elevator suddenly stopped working for several hours in a building formerly known as the John Hancock Center. If you're like you've ever been to Chicago, you probably know it's like the John Hancock Building. But it happened around 12:30 a.m. Friday. The group was leaving. It's called the Signature Room Restaurant. Have you ever been there? It's on the 95th floor. It's amazing. It's cool
no.
to get a drink, and you can see like all of Chicago. My wife and mother-in-law and brother-in-law were just there like a week and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
So this is why it's like scaring the crap out of me. Well, the scary part is they get out. It's on the 95th floor. They're taking the elevator down. Two cables broke. They dropped from the 95th floor down to the 11th. They free fell 84 floors.
Nope.
You just assume you're dying, right? You're
100%.
Oh, God, no!
100%.
Six people in there, including a pregnant woman, all ended up being okay, no major injuries, but it took them a little bit to get out because they fell between, like when it did stop, thank God, because they would have been killed, it stopped between floors. So it's just like they had to like kind of cut out a hole in the cement. You know what I mean? Like into the building?
So it didn't hit the ground is what you're saying.
It stopped on the 11th floor.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Just, yeah.
That was a close call there.
What made it stop, I wonder?
Maybe it somehow had a backup cable somewhere? I don't know, but that is not cool.
See, then if I'm one of them, I'm living my life all Final Destination-y, thinking, you know, I'm going to be almost killed another way now.
But don't you think, like, maybe you survive, like that was the closest you'll come to death, except for when you actually do die? Like, you're going to live it, like, scared forever. I feel like, well, if that didn't kill me, who cares, right?
No, I'd be scared
like,
forever.
Like, it can't get worse than that. A woman, remember her accused of conspiring with her boyfriend and a homeless man to dupe everybody out of 400 grand?
Yeah.
She's now saying, whoa, 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 I didn't know anything about this.
Of course.
I have proof. Hold on, Alex. She has proof. She says a lawyer representing her released audio, and she can be heard saying, you started the whole blanking thing. You did everything. I had no part in any of this. And he's like, well, you dummy, we're not getting in trouble. You can't get in trouble for asking for money. So, I don't know if she just randomly hit record one time they were arguing.
Yeah, that seems so suspicious to me.
But she's left him. They're saying that he's kind of an abusive relationship kind of a guy.
Oh my gosh. She's
now broken up with him. So, if that is true, I do feel bad for her. But in general, I hate that whole story because now it makes me not want to donate to anything. Even people I know, I'm like, wait a minute. Why does Alex need her vacation paid for? This doesn't make any sense.
I find that hard to believe.
All right. Well, this is exciting news. If you have an iPhone, go ahead and grab it if it's safe to do so. And, you know, start typing. Let's see here. Hey, pork chop. What's for breakfast? You know, like normally you try to move it. It takes forever. You just have to hit it. Like you hold down with your thumb, then you move it around.
Yeah.
Did you know that what you could actually do?
You're talking about the cursor.
Yes. What you can actually do now, if you hold down the space button, it'll let you move anywhere you want. Anywhere you want. How freaking cool is that? It's so quick. The cursor moves.
Oh, look at that.
Game changer. Am I right? My Alex, amazing,
goodness.
Huh?
I mean, it's really not that.
No, that's
cool.
Huge.
It's why do you
it's
poop
like the
on
same
everything?
Thing. It's like this. What is really? It's barely different.
Oh, my
what
God.
Are you kidding
it's 100 times faster.
Yeah. Like, that's game changer. God. I can't believe they didn't do that. I've been saying this for years. Like, why is it so hard to move the cursor around
the iPhone? My wife complains, too. She's like, I like Android. It's so much easier to move the cursor around Android.
Which it is. But now, it's a game changer.
It's a game changer, folks. Okay, and I want to wrap up today with a little bit of food. A third of Thanksgivings this year will include at least one person with a dietary restriction. Oh, that sounds fun. According to the most recent survey, the most common ones are lactose intolerance, issues with gluten, vegetarians. What?
Nothing is more annoying to me than someone that's gluten-free. And that is so annoying.
And people that can't handle the nuts, the nut allergies.
Celiac disease, there's nothing they can do
about
it.
Yeah, my boyfriend has a nut allergy. So annoying. I'm a picky eater, which is already annoying. But like an allergy, because they literally eat a crumb of something wrong, they're going
to die. I mean,
die.
You're just a picky eater, which is pretty damn annoying, to be honest, going out with you.
I have a gluten intolerance and a dairy intolerance, so I can pretty much just eat turkey at Thanksgiving, and that's literally it. That's like
fine.
The only thing I can
God, you're a cheap date at least.
Yeah, I'd be like uninviting you.
What's Liv want? Oh, nothing. Just give her turkey. She'll be fine with nothing. No, turkey. That's and a water. Give her a turkey and a water.
And gravy?
Yes. And other food things, Krispy Kreme announced they will be serving pumpkin spice glazed donuts throughout Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. That sounds amazing. And Chick-fil-A. Okay. Honestly, they messed up my order once. Other than that, they're pretty much perfect in my eyes. They're giving a World War II vet in Ohio free food for life. Check out this story. Oh. The 92-year-old vet has been eating lunch at the fast food place for pretty much every day for over a year now, and he usually comes in alone. Workers take turns, you know, keeping him company while he eats. The owner of the location also was a vet and said, you know what? You're eating for free as long as you come here. So I think that's pretty dope right there.
That's awesome. Now, I've been eating at Chick-fil-A every single day for 25
Don't
years.
Don't say
so
you're a vet. You are not a vet.
I'm not a vet, but I'm just saying, like, when do you get the black card? When do you get the ability to just go there and get your food for free when you are that much of a loyal customer?
Literally
every day. I'm not exaggerating. I go there every day.
I need the black card because it takes up a good chunk of my finances.
Did you say this vet, he's 92?
Yeah.
And he's getting free food for life?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I would never. I'm just saying.
You're smirking.
I'm enough. He's 92 and he's getting free food for life.
Oh, you're saying they did it on purpose because he's not going to last that long?
Alex,
gosh, poor Chop.
I would never.
Wow.
I
didn't, bitter much?
I would never.
Wow, I understand you want a black card to Chick-fil-A, but you don't have to hate on this guy who served our damn
my
country.
My dad was a vet. Thank you for serving the country.
Okay, now his dad, he's jealous his dad didn't get one either. Okay.
Oh.
It's all about you, isn't it? That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. I would love for you to join in this conversation. The number to do so is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. You can also tweet in at Joe and Alex Show. This is for Thanksgiving, but I would say it's for any holiday thing. Thanksgiving, Christmas, any holiday that you might celebrate, or just anytime you're getting people together normally that you wouldn't have them over. Like, I want to have, we couldn't do Friendsgiving, it's too late, but I want to have some kind of a game night with our, you know, our Radio Now staff. Coming up in...
Gosh, yeah, whatever day that you decide to do that, I think I'm busy.
Oh, it's cool. I was going to invite everybody except for you. So
I love game night.
Alex is so damn picky with everything. She's like, well, I can't play that game. I'm like, why? Like, it's got nothing to do with food. She's like, oh, well, I can't play it.
Monopoly, the game of life, and apples to apples, plus Cards Against Humanity. Those are all my favorite games.
I have catchphrase.
I've got the entire Cards Against Humanity pack, so I could totally have you over to play that. But since you can't make it, oh well. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to have to cancel it. Here's some things, though. The top things we do before our guests arrive. And if you have any suggestions to this, like some tips and trips, tricks, I would appreciate it. Because I want to have everybody over, but I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. They say, obviously, we all clean our house. That's the number one thing. Do you guys actually clean it, or you just stuff crap in the closet, though? Because to me, there's a difference.
Deep clean.
You do it, or you hire like a maid or somebody to do it?
No, I do it. And, you know, get the base of the toilet, collect everything, put that in the pie.
Huh?
What?
Ew, not coming over your house.
I'm just kidding.
She's so picky with food, but she's putting doo-doo in your pie.
I'm just kidding.
They also say when people are coming over, you might actually try to declutter and actually get rid of things. That's what I've been trying to do. I was like decluttering my closet, just figuring out what I can donate. But I always do the wrong things like nobody gives a damn about. Like nobody's going to go into my closet like, wow, Joe's got a lot of clutter in his closet.
Yeah, nobody is wasting their time when you have to meal prep and all that kind of stuff before Thanksgiving by going through their clothing and figuring out what they're donating. I've never heard of one person doing that.
One thing that was really big I saw that you do to get ready when people are coming over, which I wish more people would do when I'm coming over. And I'm gonna get made fun of. I don't care. When people come to your house, I don't understand people that don't have air freshener in their bathroom. Like, how do you not have something to spray after people are done?
Yeah,
you gotta get
that poopery ready, set, go.
No, see, I've tried the poopery you recommended. It's not that strong.
Yeah, you don't know how to use it because you have to use it before and after. I guarantee you didn't read the directions.
See, that's too much work. Just give me something to spray in the air. I don't care if it's ruining the ozone or gives me like a temporary high. Give me something. You know what? Febreze pretty much kills everything.
The number one thing I think that people don't realize is such a great tip and money saver is you go under, sift through your couch cushions, you get a bunch of crumbs that you've left behind, the bigger size ones, you put them in a pretty bowl, Thanksgiving theme bowl on your coffee table, and that right there is a homemade snack. You don't have to go out and buy anything.
You should do what I do before people come over for Thanksgiving, because that's nasty. And since I've bartended...
Yeah, you're a disgusting person.
Since I've bartended for 5 years at Applebee's, I like to make drinks and concoctions. So, you know, when we're all cooking before people come over, get a little sippy-sippy.
You know what? If I was drunk enough, Alex's food might sound decent.
Guys, I am an amazing chef. Martha Stewart calls me for advice.
What, like, are you like, you probably cook on like the Martha Stewart in prison level.
She's like...
Like, I've got a knife, a shank, and I've got some butter.
She calls me, she's like, Alex, how do you make a checkerboard cookie?
I'm laughing because that was a good impersonation.
I love that you're cracking your own damn self up here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, what's up? You sound like a guy that likes to eat Alex's food. What do you think here?
Well, when you were talking about gathering all your stuff up, if you put it into Amazon boxes and put it on your front porch, you can get rid of it and play a prank on people that's raiding porches.
That's not a bad idea. All the crap I don't want, I'll have somebody else take it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and that way you get rid of it and you don't have it anymore.
Chuck, you're a genius. Like, you're like at least in 2021 right now. At least. You're that far ahead, man. Hey, thank you, dude. You have a good day, Chuck.
You do the same.
All right. You got any extra Amazon boxes? Or you know what I could do? I could pretend that I'm getting you guys all a bunch of Christmas presents and put them in an Amazon box.
Yeah, you listen, you don't need to do that. You know why? Because you already gave me some used junk of yours last year for my Christmas gift.
What are you talking about? I never did that.
Yes, you did.
Excuse you?
First of all, you gave me a gift card that was used that had half of the amount on it that you gave me. And you gave me some gift, something from your surgery. You had surgery last year.
I had a hip replacement, yeah.
A claw grabber that you didn't want from your surgery that you gave me. And that was my gift.
But you wanted it.
I did like it, yes. But that was my gift.
Wow.
So just watch out because Cheapskate Joe will strike again this Christmas.
Porkchop, anything you need?
No.
Maybe Joe will gift you with a pair of his mom's underwear he likes to wear.
They're really nice. I don't think I'll be giving those away again this year. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539 to join in the conversation. My wife had a situation happen at work, and I feel like this is something we all deal with. Regardless of your line of work, there's always somebody that's creeping and stealing your stuff. It could be a drink. It could be a food item. And let's be honest, that crap ain't cool. Hands off, you thief. Like Alex, right now in front of you, you brought it from home, but could you imagine your cranberry juice, your Chips Ahoy, and whatever the hell that is in a bag that you're eating next to it? Could you imagine somebody takes it?
I would absolutely gag if somebody just grabbed my drink and started drinking out of it. That is disgusting. I mean, food is one thing to steal out of like a work refrigerator, but somebody's drink they've been drinking out of, that is vile.
Lindsay brought in her own coffee creamer. She got this, I forget the exact kind, but it was selling out at, Aldi, but it was like a special peppermint something something coffee creamer. Okay, so you don't drink coffee, you may not appreciate this, Alex, but it actually was pretty dang good. She took it in there though, because I guess last time she brought in like the little mini creamer thing, it was gone like the next day, which is, it should last for a week or two at the most. So she wrote her name on there 7 times. Lindsay Pesh. It's like, okay, we get it, Lindsay, this is your creamer.
Well, if that doesn't work, I've got a guaranteed way to make it work.
Okay, good. And this is what I was kind of wondering. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Want to know what actually happened at your work, what was taken. Maybe you're the person that does it, but then people like Porkchop that have advice to make it stop.
So take those little creamers.
Okay.
Pour them all into like a thermos and write on it a piece of tape and then write pump milk.
What does that mean?
Like breast milk. Like, hey, I pump this out.
No one will ever take it.
See, you say that, but there's going to be the one guy in the office like, oh, finally somebody brought it into
work.
Finally, I've been waiting for the good stuff and now it's all mine.
That's true. There is always that guy.
Come here, baby. Give daddy some of that.
Oh, that is vile. I mean, I just cannot imagine. First of all, leftovers gross me out anyway. I don't believe in leftovers.
Yeah,
I don't
you're
eat.
Weird. You don't appreciate anything.
I don't use my microwave unless it's heating up soup. Well, that's the only leftover I will eat is soup. I think I'm okay with soup. But like,
chili is so good leftover.
Yeah. Well, oh, but to be fair, actually, I don't even use my microwave for that because I only will heat up leftover soup on the stove. But I use my microwave for like water, hot water for tea. That's it.
All right, Zach's on the Joe and Alex Show. Has this happened to you? You got some advice. What is it?
This has happened to me before because at work we have a tip jar, and you're supposed to take your tips when you leave work.
Okay.
But sometimes people will take your tips or take other people's tips or take more than what they're supposed to take, so then you don't get your tips for that night.
So what do you do about that to fix the situation?
I would rage.
I rage too. I usually get our manager, but really when somebody takes it, there's nothing really you can do about it. It's just you have crappy people at your work that take your stuff.
Well, Zach, this is depressing. There's no solution, and I feel bad for you.
It's okay. Do you have a solution for me?
I know. You just got to bring...
Set up a camera.
You have to bring something that nobody's going to want to eat, and you got to start liking a meal that nobody else wants to eat. Horse meat sandwich. Right there. Nobody's going to eat that.
I'm just trying to picture how you come up with this random ass stuff. Allie on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your story? What happened at your workplace?
So I used to work for this law firm back east, and every Friday they would make an announcement right around 1 or 2 o'clock that they were cleaning out the fridge. And I swear you could see, like, the dirt flying from this lady just speeding off, running down there. And she would wait in the kitchen until everyone took their stuff, and she would pack everything else up and take it home.
That sounds like my mom. That sounds like my mom. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if my mom did that. Did she ever get any good deals, though? Like, what if somebody left, like, a, you know, an unused Lean Cuisine? Like, hell yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. But, like, we felt bad. We're like, oh, my gosh, is she, like, hurting for food or whatever? Like, we tried to put together a basket and stuff for her. And she was like, no, I just don't want to cook. So she would take home everyone's leftovers.
Alex, this sounds like you, though. You're like, no, I'm kind of lazy.
I know. See, you guys should have brought in pony sandwiches.
Allie, okay. Can we stop talking about horse meat? That's the second horse meat you've referenced in this conversation.
It's all the same.
Don't discriminate. It's not even legal to eat horse meat.
A little bit of mustard.
Think of all the money that lady saved on food, though.
For sure. She's going to be balling now. Hillary, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you're saying that what Producer Porkchop recommended actually worked for you?
Yes, it did.
What'd you do?
So when I was nursing my daughter, I would pump at work, and I had the little, they're like Medela breast milk bottles with a yellow cap. And people always complained about people stealing the coffee creamer they brought in from home. So I had some, and I thought, I saw on Facebook, similar to what Producer Porktop said, that somebody had tried it. And I was like, yeah, what the heck, I'll try it. And put it in my little yellow breast milk bottle, and nobody ever touched that bad boy.
My question, Hillary, you've got, well, I have breasts too, I guess I should say, but it would make sense for you. What about me, like a bigger guy? Because, like, wait, is Joe producing breast milk? This makes no sense.
Hey, whatever you're into, you know?
You know, I am
into that.
I'm imagining right now Joe reaching in, getting the bottle that says breast milk, and he's drinking it. I can see our boss looking at you like, what are you doing?
I'm like, it's 2018. Don't judge me, okay? Let me be.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kelly Clarkson has officially been added to the star-studded list of performers for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. She's going to be joining previously announced performers Bad Bunny, Bare Naked Ladies, Bozzy, Allie Brooke, Kane Brown, Bryn Cartelli, Jack and Jack, John Legend, Leona Lewis, Ella May, Tegan Marie, Martina McBride, Rita Ora, Carly Pierce, Pentatonix, and many more. The parade will take place down 34th Street in New York City and airs 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in all time zones on Thanksgiving on NBC.
Watch that parade, because my wife makes me, and I'm a hater. I don't mean to be it. I don't get the idea of the parade. I don't like floats. Like, it doesn't do it for me.
I love it. It's just tradition.
I've actually been to it.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And actually, I took a really good picture, too. I'm going to show you after the break.
Okay, put it on our Instagram story, at
really?
Joe and Alex Show. Yeah.
Oh, I'll just tell you so everyone can hear, too. I took a picture of Spider-Man. He's like, you know, one of the
shooting his
things.
Web everywhere.
Yes! I swear, I got a picture that could be on the front of Time Magazine.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll put a poll up. Do you think this picture could be on the front of Time Magazine, at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram? And we will see.
I'm voting no without seeing it.
Heather Locklear has been placed on a psychiatric hold again. Her therapist believed that she was having another mental breakdown. The actress was at home over the weekend when her therapist and lawyer decided she desperately needed help. On Sunday afternoon, someone called 911 and EMTs arrived, and Heather was taken to a hospital. Sources say that this was an ongoing mental health issue that resurfaced over the weekend. It's also been 10 years since True Blood appeared. Creator Alan Ball shared a little-known fact about now-famous actors who auditioned for the HBO show. I always love this kind of stuff.
Like who could have been this person?
Yes, who could have been the character? So he reveals that Benedict Cumberbatch came in red for Bill. Jessica Chastain read for Suki. Jennifer Lawrence tried out for a part in season 3, and Alan Ball wanted to cast Jennifer Lawrence, but she was only 17 at the time, and the character that she was trying out for, I guess, was meant to be Jason's girlfriend, so there was like an age difference that would have been really appropriate.
That's
I don't
legal
watch,
in some states.
Yeah, I don't watch True Blood, so I don't know the characters, but I feel like if you do, then you'll be excited about that little tidbit of information for you. Mariah Carey was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she talked about possibly collaborating with Lil' Kim and Cardi B.
The song you guys were just playing, A No-No, which was originally Lil' Kim's song, who we love, Kim. And I was hoping that the three of us could do a collaboration. I think that would be great. If nobody puts it together, it's not going to happen. So, okay, well, you know, things happen real quick these days.
Yes.
So you never know.
And coming up in less than an hour, Taylor Swift, a.k.a. Taylor Swift. Nobody calls her that.
What?
Announced a huge career move yesterday. We'll talk about that soon.
I hope you also mentioned that Katy Perry is better than her.
Yeah.
Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. Good morning. Is this Officer James?
This is Officer James.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you calling in for, my man?
Well, I've just got a private matter that needs to be discussed with one of the employees of the Radio Now.
Okay. Anybody in particular? What do you need?
Well, no, I just, first off, I'd just like to let you know that I do listen to your show every morning while I'm working, and I just happened to be driving by the station this morning when I noticed a black Nissan with temporary tags. They were expired.
Jesus.
That's not me.
It's not me, Alex.
Nope.
Well, I remember Liv saying she had gotten a new car on one of your shows there, and I didn't want to put her in a bad spot, but The tags are expired and the law is the law. I just wanted to know if this was Liv's vehicle.
Liv.
Okay. Hold on. Is it illegal
to
have that?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, ma'am.
I know, but how illegal?
Illegal is illegal.
Oh, no, that's
why
not
do you
true.
Do this? You
yes,
always
it
put
is.
Us in a bad light with stuff.
So wait a minute. How long ago did you get this car?
I don't know, maybe October.
So the usually temporary tags are 30 days. So when did it expire?
Today.
Today?
Today?
So 60 days later?
I don't believe it. Producer Porkchop, run outside real quick and look.
You bet I'm going to.
Key card and go actually look and see when. No, you want to be honest here? Because obviously, what's your name again?
Officer James.
Sorry. So, okay. It's not funny when it comes in the eye of the law.
I know, but I don't understand. I was told that I was going to get mailed something, and I have not been mailed anything.
Hold on, Porkchop's back.
Liv, October 29th?
Yikes.
Oh my God, that's almost a month ago that it expired.
I know, but I don't know. I was supposed to get mailed something. And I haven't been mailed anything.
So did you follow up with it? You realize tomorrow's Thanksgiving Eve, and then Thursday's Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You can't do anything about this till Monday, and are you traveling this weekend?
Yes, I am traveling, and you know what? Actually, I have gotten letters from my dealership that's we've noticed that, you haven't done something. I'm just confused. There's so many things. There's title. I don't know what title is. There's registration. I don't know what registration is.
Wow.
The BMV is involved somehow. I don't know how. I don't know how to do any of this.
So that means you just don't do anything? You just sit there helpless?
Well, no. I was just going to wait until after the Thanksgiving holiday to figure it out.
All right. So you don't seem too nervous. But we're at my home state in Michigan. If you don't have the proper registration, you go to jail.
Oh my God, you're too pretty for jail. Hold on. Officer James, hang on. We got other calls. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Jeff.
What were you calling? Any advice for Liv here?
Yes, I actually do. That's my forte. I do title work. So Liv, you don't have to wait on that paper. You can just take your license to the BMV and they would have already registered your car. So you just have to pay for your registration. They paid for your title work since you, did a dealership. So you don't have to wait on anything. You need to go today because they're going to be closed. Thursday, Monday they're closed.
So you mean my driver's license? I just take my driver's license and they'll be able to give me? How much is this going to be?
What kind of car? Do you have a new car? A 2012 or newer?
It's 2018.
$200 to $300.
But I bought it used.
It's still, if it's a new car.
Even if it's used, it's a 2018. So you're still going to pay $200 to $300.
My car is used. It's 2011. It's 2013. And I was late on getting my stuff renewed and all that. And it was $600.
How late were you on getting your stuff renewed?
Over a year. See, but here's
the
thing.
Wait a minute. Stop. You were a year behind?
Yes.
Officer James, are you hearing these people here that are, they all need to be locked up?
This is unbelievable.
So wait a minute. I want to know what the penalty is. What happens if Liv gets caught with this expired registration?
So she one, she's going to have to pay a $20 late fee since she's past the time. But if the cop wants to be, you know, your car will get impounded. You'll have to, go get your plate renewed before you can get them out the impound. And you're going to at least pay $150 to begin to even get your car out of the impound.
Officer James, can you extend this maybe another week or so?
If she takes care of this, you know, I'm going to be back tomorrow morning if she can take care of this today. And I just want to make sure she has a proper registration.
You're going to have to hide your car.
I'm, like, sick to my stomach.
I'm sick for you.
I'll park in that creepy alley.
Liv.
What?
I just want to let you know that we all love you. And this is not really Officer James. That's my friend.
You're lying.
Dead serious.
Oh, I literally was almost in tears. I'm not kidding. I was like, are you kidding me? This can't happen right before the holidays. I can't get in trouble with the law.
Hey, Jimmy, thank you so much for calling in, man. You did awesome.
Hey, no problem.
Jimmy!
Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Sorry
Jimmy,
about that, Liv.
Jimmy, it's your mother. All right, wow. Good job there, Liv. Seriously, though, that is pork chop. Brilliant idea right there to get her her stuff renewed. Liv, you got to get your crap together.
That scared me.
It should scare you because
well,
it's
I'm
legit breaking
gonna,
the law.
Well, now I don't have to go because no cop actually saw it.
Is that really? Did you not just learn a lesson?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I feel so bad. If you're just tuning in, we pranked Liv the web girl. We had one of Porkchop's friends call in and say he was an officer named James because Liv really has expired tags. Now your pop's getting in on this. He's actually, texting you? What's your dad saying?
Yeah, he texted me and said, you have to get your tags today. Probably not going to happen.
Well,
sorry, Dad.
Payday's tomorrow, so that helps.
There you go. Your whole payday's going to go to pay for your registration of your car.
Man.
Yay, Liv! Yay!
It's better than getting impounded.
For sure. Well, impounded, because never mind.
I hit the car.
Yeah. Nah, I got what you're saying there.
I don't get it.
Some people like to be pounded, so hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe wants to know, the only way this works is if you call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That number is 833-563-2539. I'm going to throw out a couple of different questions. If you can answer any of these, I would love to hear from you here. Here's the options we got for Joe Wants to Know. Just questions I've been thinking about. I saw it the other day because they had like a giant Lyft sticker on them. It was at night. Has anybody been in a Lyft or an Uber when it's been pulled over? So not you, you're not the driver, but you're a passenger in a vehicle that gets pulled over. Like, what do you do? Do you get out of the vehicle? And I'm like, okay, peace out, Lyft driver. Peace out, Uber driver. Are you stuck in there? And I want to talk to Porkchop because he actually drives from there. I want to see how that goes. Also, is there anyone that you're not looking forward to seeing at Thanksgiving? Maybe it's that creepy uncle that always wants you to sit on his lap for some reason. I don't know why he does that.
I hope not.
Or maybe you don't want to see your grandma's going to ask you, hey, when are you going to have kids, Alex? Like, well, Grandma, I'm a virgin, so not anytime soon.
Oh, my God.
Stuff like that. And what is the best Thanksgiving side? It can be anything.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say we're not doing the third question.
Why not?
What? That is the lamest, stupidest radio question. We have gone over this before. You want to do best Halloween candy. Now
it's
you want to do best Thanksgiving side.
It's not Alex wants
to
complain.
It's
not Alex wants to complain. It's Joe Wants to Know, where I ask people to
Joe
answer these questions.
Joe wants to know something stupid that nobody cares about.
It's actually the third one that I was most interested in.
Are you kidding me? You guys are like 85 years old.
I was going to say corn and mac and cheese.
And we literally just had this conversation, but we talked.
Well,
it's
about the
Thanksgiving side.
And this is a brand new audience, Alex. Can you quit poo-pooing everything I do for once?
I'm poo-pooing the third
you
thing.
You never support Joe Wants
Mac and Cheese and Corn.
Oh, my God.
Mac
yes,
and
I
cheese
do.
And corn.
I right. do, but I'm not afraid to call you out when it's lame AF.
833-JOE-ALEX. Show Alex how rude she's being and how it's not lame. Look, the phones are blowing up right now. 833-563-2539. You can answer all or any of these. Has anyone been pulled over in an Uber or Lyft? Has anybody actually, is there like somebody as far as family you're not looking forward to seeing at Thanksgiving? Or what's the best Thanksgiving side? We'll take your calls next on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.
I have a question for our newest member of the show, producer Porkchop. Did we not hire you to be a producer? How are questions like, what is your favorite Thanksgiving side, getting slipped into the content on this show?
I'm going to talk to our HR person because I feel harassed right now.
The answer is corn and mac and cheese.
Producer Porkchop, Where are you as the helper?
Actually, how are you complaining?
What radio question?
How are you complaining when the phone lines are blowing up?
Because they're probably trying to answer the other two questions.
No, they're actually all trying to answer the third one.
You know why? Because I'm mad about it. That's why I'm bringing attention to your lame question.
You don't understand how radio works. I know what the people want to talk about, okay?
So stupid. We just lost half of our listeners because they don't want to listen to the stupid question.
Are you done? How much more do you have to get out so I can actually
do
this?
Go ahead, talk to them. But the only reason they're calling is because I'm bringing attention to it.
Are you done?
Go ahead. I said answer the call.
All right. I'm going to turn her mic off. Let's go this morning to Tanya. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Tanya, what up?
Good morning.
What up? So what question are you answering for Joe Wants to Know?
Who I'm not looking forward to seeing and the favorite Thanksgiving side.
Ooh, Alex, listen up. Okay, who are you not looking forward to seeing?
So I completely closed Thanksgiving for this year. Nobody's allowed at my house. So nobody. I'm not seeing anybody.
What happened?
Last year, so the past couple years, I do all the cooking usually, and it just seems like I do all this cooking, do all this shopping, and it just goes unappreciated.
Oh,
so,
man, we'll eat.
Wait, yeah, we'll come over.
Oh, okay.
We'll appreciate you.
Oh, bring the booze.
Okay, I got that. Now, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side?
So, in my opinion, Thanksgiving's all about the food and the family, right?
Yep,
so
you ain't got no family.
No favorite. Well, I got family. They just don't care. I don't think that there's a favorite.
Riveting. Please call our show again. Such good radio.
Tanya, do not take that personal. You can call back anytime, okay?
Tanya.
Thank you.
Tanya, you are on my blacklist, you know, of people who can't call the show anymore.
Wait, Tanya. Is Tanya black?
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Okay. I was like, how can she tell over the phone? That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Tanya, thank you for calling in.
So stupid.
I don't understand. Clark, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you answering? What question?
Person I'm not looking forward to.
Okay.
And my favorite side.
Oh, my gosh. Alex, we got a favorite side, two in a row. All right, let's get the favorite side out of the way. What's your favorite side?
Horseradish deviled eggs.
Oh.
Not only is it boring, it's disgusting.
That sounds so good.
It's a good source of protein.
Yeah. Alex doesn't like protein.
I like normal turkey like everyone else.
All right, and tell us about the family member you're not looking forward to see.
My mother-in-law.
Why?
Well, there's several reasons, one of which is I am very quiet and reserved by nature. Mm-hmm. So if I don't have anything to add to the conversation, I don't talk.
And she thinks,
and she just talks a mile a minute. And at times I think she likes hearing the sound of her own voice.
You talking about Alex or your mother-in-law?
Funny.
I'm going to play the fifth.
Hey, thank you. All right, let's talk to Caleb real quick. A few more calls here for Joe Wants to Know. You're chiming in about the most popular segment today, and that would be Thanksgiving side. What's the best?
Well, you guys are going to hate on me for it, but mashed potatoes. And there's a reason why. I love mashed potatoes all the time, but on Thanksgiving, when you got the gravy and you got the turkey, there's just no better combination. You get a little bit of stuffing in there. It's phenomenal.
Caleb.
Here's what I want to know. You guys just pranked Liv with the police officer thing. Is this a prank on me, us doing this topic? Because I literally need to know.
No, this was straight up real.
This is my first time getting to talk to you guys. So, no, I'm just a regular guy. I don't know you guys personally, but I am excited to be able to talk to you on the show.
Oh, well, welcome. We're glad to have you, except I wish it was about something else.
Well, sorry. It was the best question.
Hey, Caleb, I appreciate you. You know what? Like, Alex complains, but everybody else is, you know, denying her claim.
Yeah.
Let's do one. Let's wrap it up here. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Joe Wants to Know. What question are you calling in to chime in with?
The family member I'm not looking forward to seeing on Thanksgiving.
Megan, who are you not looking forward to seeing at Thanksgiving?
My mom's cousin is like meets all the creepy relative standards. He just he's a product of incest to begin with. So it's my mom. His parents are first cousins.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like incest. This break is so great.
What else are you saying?
He's like in his 70s, and every time he sees you, no matter what gender you are, he's going to try and kiss you. So
Maybe that's how the incest happened in that family.
Okay, from now on, I'm controlling what we do on this show. Okay,
oh,
this,
come on.
This was the nail in that coffin. Sorry, Joe. Joe wants to know is dead. This bit is dead.
This might be the best thing we've ever done as a show. Megan, we love you.
Thank you. We'll I love you guys, too.
By the way, did you want to chime in for the best side? You're more than welcome to.
No, I'll support Alex.
Thank you. There we go. Solidarity, sister. Woo! Didn't think I'd bond with anybody over incest, but here we are. Just when I think the show can't get weirder, it gets weirder.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. So, you can join in this conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. With Thanksgiving coming up, what's the rudest thing someone has ever done in your home?
Oh, you win for this.
How do I win for this?
Because of your cousin Jeremy.
Oh, why? Okay. I've asked that we don't talk about him, but yet you constantly slide my cousin Jeremy into this.
No, we have to talk about him because coming up, you're going to be around him.
I don't want to talk about him. He's not supposed to be at Thanksgiving, so I don't think I'll be around him.
Yeah, I think he is going to show up.
Well, I'm not talking. I mean, if you want to tell people, Alex, I genuinely don't want to talk about my cousin Jeremy.
Well, I will. So Joe had this cousin come over and stay with him and his wife, and his cousin knows that Joe's on a weight loss journey. He's trying to lose like 100 pounds. And so he brought Adderall with him and asked Joe if he could make him a drink. And he was taking forever. So Joe got up, looked in the kitchen, and saw his cousin Jeremy sprinkling Adderall in his drink. When he confronted his cousin about it, he said he was doing it so that he could help Joe lose weight. It was a big thing, big fight. Joe kicked him out of the house. He ended up driving 5 hours back to where he lives. So it was a pretty juicy story that we talked about before on this
show.
Can we please?
Do you have anything, Alex?
Yes, I do.
I don't want to talk about my cousin. Good.
But Alex, that is for sure the rudest thing I've ever heard anyone do in your own home.
Alex, tell us about something with your family that somebody did that was rude.
Well, I remember one time I was probably about 8 years old, and my mom was one of those types of neighbors that like just would invite people over for like cookies and tea and stuff. So my mom invites this neighbor woman over that was new. We didn't really know her too well. She was someone that had just moved in. Mm-hmm. And so she comes in, she's talking to my mom for a little bit, and they're, you know, having tea or whatever. And then my mom remembers her getting up and going to the bathroom. Like, she was like, oh, I'll be right back. Can I use your restroom? And all of a sudden, my mom hears the shower running.
What?
I was not in the house. I guess I was playing outside or something, but my mom has told me the story. So she hears the shower running, and this woman starts taking a shower in our house.
That's bizarre. Did you have towels for her?
Well, yeah. I mean, and so my mom just like didn't know what to say, but she never invited her over after that. My mom was so disgusted. Thought that was the rudest thing ever.
Yeah, that's pretty rude. I think I got one that might be ruder.
Okay, what did somebody do, producer Porkchop, that was rude when they came over to your house?
So like I said, I'm not a cook, but I was over at my boyfriend's mom's house for Thanksgiving, and she spent all day cooking food, just laboring really hard, right? And her brother has a kid, and the kid the whole time is just, I'm hungry. Is dinner ready yet? I'm
kid
hungry.
Kid sounds like Alex.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I hope none of the family's listening, but it gets worse. So we finally eat, right? The kid's first in line. He gets some mashed potatoes. That's it. Doesn't even finish it.
Wow.
Oh, if I was his dad,
spanked him.
Yeah, don't you dare.
Wow.
You're over someone else's
okay.
house for
that
food.
That was aggressive. Live the web, girl.
One time when someone was over my apartment in college, they were sleeping in my bed because I was like sleeping on the couch because they were pretty intoxicated,
mm-hmm.
and I was not. And they went to the restroom in my closet. Which I feel like is pretty rude.
How drunk
right?
do you have to? Yes, it's very
That's
rude.
Wait, I have a question. I have a question for Liv the Web Girl. Is that before or after you pooped the bed of a guy that you were staying with in college?
Wait a minute. Liv pooped in somebody's bed? No,
yes.
Get over here. You
yes.
can't walk away.
Alex, I literally have never talked about that on air ever. I absolutely hate you.
Hold on.
Was it before or after? Was it karma?
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Hey, bring yourself over here. Don't take a dump. So wait, yeah, did this happen before or after? Alex brings up a good question.
the person going in the bathroom in my closet happened after.
Yeah. Karma.
It's karma. It's a revenge dump right there. They're like, oh, I'll show her.
They heard about it.
Oh, my. Okay. Why do you hold back on these details, Liv? Like, why do you not? We're an honest, open family here. You're supposed to share things.
I can't even react to this right now. I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know what to do either. I'm kind of concerned about you, like, inviting you over to my place.
What is the rudest thing that somebody else did when they were at your house? 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539. Misty, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What rude thing happened?
I had a stepson come and stay with us, him and his wife. And they would get up in the middle of the night and make pancakes and wake the entire house up.
That is so rude.
Slash yummy.
Very, very rude.
Now, wait, is that code? Or did they actually make pancakes?
Yeah, because you know, on this show, we say flipping pancakes for something else. Were they flipping pancakes or actually making pancakes?
No, they were actually making pancakes.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of the night.
Gotcha.
Now, would you have preferred waffles? I don't understand the problem.
My child had to go to school the next day, and they woke the entire house up several times doing it. No. That was the problem.
Did you confront them?
I'm sorry?
Did you confront them? Like, did you say, hey, like, can you not do that?
Yeah, but they continued to do it.
Wow.
They didn't
leave
any? Yeah, no kidding. Did they leave any for you guys in the morning to warm up at least?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, that's a tad bit rude. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Megan. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Megan, what was the rude thing somebody did?
Okay, so I had a buddy of mine stay at my house one night, and we had, like, a party, and we had gotten a little wasted, and he ended up smashing my best friend. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but...
Like, hooked up with her?
No, you can say that.
Yes, on my bed, and ended up having...
Okay, yeah. We get it.
Tried flipping the pancakes, syrup got everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that would kind of make me mad, right?
Yeah, I would be livid.
I did that one time with my wife, Lindsay, like, in her roommate that she didn't like. We were in the roommate's bed. It's like, take that, biatch.
Gross.
Let's do one more call, then we're going to have to get into garbage in a second. Kelly on the Joe and Alex show, what is it? What is the thing that happened with a rude neighbor or person?
Hi. Well, when I was in high school, my sister and I threw a party one night when my parents weren't home. And it was, you know, your pretty typical drunk teenage party. But when we woke up in the morning, we found out that some of the people who had been over had taken all of the furniture off of the pool deck and put it into the pool. Not only it, then they stole my dad's beer as well.
Oh, that's terrible, the beer part. But that's kind of funny, putting it in the pool, right?
That is bizarre. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
definitely.
I'm so sorry about that, Kelly. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. We got so many other people. Hey, if you can't get in right now, hit us up on social media. On Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
My girl, my mom, Taylor Swift, ended her record contract with longtime Home Big Machine after it expired earlier this month. And now she announced her new label home with Universal Music Group's Republic Records. The deal marks the first time the singer has switched labels in 13 years. Get it? 13.
I don't get it.
That's her number. She has everything in 13.
Interesting. I thought you were going to talk about how Katy Perry made more money than her last year.
Barely, by like $2 million. The deal marks the first time, like I said, that she switched labels in 13 years. She has released now all of her 6 albums through Big Machine that she's made so far. Big Machine will retain ownership rights to her first 6 albums, but her new contract will allow her to own all of her masters going forward. She has also requested that Republic and Universal Music Group share any possible sales of their shares in Spotify with all of their artists. She said, I ask that any sale of their Spotify shares result in a distribution of money to their artists, non-recoupable. They have generously agreed to this at what they believe will be much better terms than paid out previously by other major labels. I don't really understand all that. I know it's good, but...
Yeah, they're still kind of like, it's new territory, yeah, as far as the streaming sales and things online. And a lot of times they're saying the artists and the different people are not getting that much money out of it.
Well, we were excited last night, and you might be too, after being introduced to him through Dancing with the Stars. But a fellow radio friend, Bobby Bones, is who won the Mirrorball Trophy last night in season 27 of Dancing with the Stars. Bobby won entirely based on fan votes. He was not the best dancer.
But definitely not the best dancer.
Fans love
loved him. He came out. He was, you know, when we do morning radio, he's a morning radio show in another city, and doing morning radio, you have to wake up at like 3 a.m. And so he was going, practicing, you know, his dance routines all day long, being out till like midnight, 1 a.m. filming the show, then doing a red eye, flying all the way back to where he lives, and then doing his morning show. I mean, he was literally working on like 1 hour of sleep, which is pretty incredible. So we're super happy for him and proud of him. His partner was Sharna Burgess. I don't know how to say Sharna's last name, but super exciting. Snoop Dogg got his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Monday. He was joined by Dr. Dre, Jimmy Kimmel, and record producer Quincy Jones for the ceremony in Hollywood. He thanked his family for being his backbone, as well as Warren G, Dr. Dre, and Quincy Jones. And Dolly Parton says that she and her husband were very excited to have dinner with Jennifer Aniston and meet her dog, Dolly Parton.
What?
She asked if I would come up to her house, and I was so excited to do that because I just love her to death, and my husband loves her dearly, so he was more excited than I was about Jennifer Aniston, you know, being involved with her in any way. So we went up there, and she has a dog named Dolly Parton, and so I got a chance to meet Dolly, her dog up there, another blonde, so that was very sweet.
I just love the idea that Jennifer Aniston and Dolly Parton are friends. I never would have guessed that in a million years, and I'm living for it. That's the garbage.
Oh, thank you. All right. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. That's the garbage. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Our website, new and improved. Smells so good. joeandalexshow.com. That's how you can also check out what's happening here on the show. So what exactly is going on here with Live the Web Girl?
Yesterday, I got in her car because I was riding with her to go somewhere, and I step into the passenger seat, and I'm like, what is this? All by my feet, there were all these Tupperware containers like that had been eaten out of. So I asked Liv, what is all this, you know, with the Tupperware?
Mm-hmm.
And you will not believe what she ended up telling me.
Okay, I personally think that this is genius, and after I tell people about this, everyone's going to start to do it. All right, so it's really cold outside, is it not?
It is.
It's all right, yeah. I mean, it's cooler than it is in the summertime. Yeah.
No, I mean, it is cold. Like, yeah. It is cold. We scraped off ice off our window, whatever. So it's basically like a refrigerator or a freezer.
Yeah, if you think about night, it gets cooler at night, yeah.
Yeah, when you get into your car in the morning, it's so cold. It's like a refrigerator or freezer. So all I've been doing is just been keeping Tupperwares of, like, food that I would eat in my car so I can eat them in the morning. Because here's the thing. In the morning, listen, I am so rushed all the time. Also, I'm the most forgetful person in the entire world. So I always forget to like bring food, or like I'm just so rushed, I forget to like grab it out of the refrigerator. So I'm just leaving it in my car overnight so I can have it and eat it.
So I'm the resident food expert since I've worked in the food industry for 10 years. Uh-huh. And bacteria starts to grow on food after 3 hours of being outside of the temperature danger zone. Well, and that's in between 32 degrees and 165.
Well,
colder than 32 is okay. Hotter than 165 is okay. Now, in your car, like if you think it's 32 degrees out, in your car it is going to be slightly warmer.
No.
Yes, it is.
I've sat in my car in the mornings, and trust me, it
is so cold.
So
you're telling me the inside of your car is colder than outside?
What kinds of meals are you eating?
Some gluten-free pasta with spaghetti sauce. Also, I had like leftover like tacos.
Ew!
I mean, it's not like there was cheese or anything. It was just like a corn tortilla.
It doesn't matter.
There's
bacteria starts to grow on food after 3 hours, Liv. How long has it been in your car?
Just from like 8 o'clock to like when I'm driving, like
this
4:45.
Explains why you got some really stanky stanks.
Exactly.
Okay. I've only been doing it for like the past week, it's been like 20 degrees.
Hey, that is vile.
Not only is her registration expired, but also the food you're eating is expired.
Ugh. Oh, that's disgusting. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who are we talking to right now?
I am Dempsey Bellotta.
Okay, what do you think about this?
The car and the
food, yes, Live the Web Girl.
I do it too.
Ew!
Oh!
because I sometimes go, like, out, not out for lunch, but, like, I'll go sit at, like, a Starbucks or something during lunch. So I'll pack my lunch in my lunchbox, like my thermal lunchbox, and then just leave it in my car because it's getting so cold. In the summer, I don't do it. I'll bring it in and put it in the fridge at work. But in the wintertime, I'll leave it, like, on my dashboard to, like, get warm or to get cold.
So convenient. So convenient.
It's just, like, easier.
You know what? You guys are messed up beyond belief. This is so gross. 833-JOE-ALEX. Is this gross? Would you do this? Do you think it's okay? Is it safe?
Is it inventive? Is it revolutionary?
No, please. It's not.
833-563-2539. Listen to the words you're associating with your dangerous as hell idea of saving food.
Yeah, say those words, Joe. Do you even know them? Can you say them?
What were the words you said again?
Revolutionary.
Innovative. Stupid.
No.
Dumb.
Genius.
All right, we'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Erica says, LOL, Liv, I do that. If I'm going out, I'll just leave it in the car because you're right. It's like a refrigerator. Beautifully Ray says, let's just leave your windows open if you're going to do it. That way it gets even colder.
Please tell me someone was agreeing with me, the actual food expert here.
Nobody is agreeing with Producer Porkchop, who's worked in the service industry for how many years?
Like over 10.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't sound long enough to me.
Producer Porkchop said this was unbelievably dangerous. 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I do it too, but I do it when we have a night out, there's food left over, and if we go out dancing or whatever, you get a little tipsy or whatever, and then on your way home, you have your food in your car. What is better than cold leftovers when you're drunk?
I literally have done that. I'm not even kidding you.
Gosh!
And also, here's the thing, too. So the other night, my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, his roommate was our DD, and I got tacos on the way home. But I only finished like one of the tacos, and I left the other two in the car because I forgot them in the car because I was really drunk. And the next morning, I went out there and I finished them.
I don't know what's grosser.
That is disgusting. Cold tacos are never good.
Yes, I was going to say, I don't know what's grosser, the fact that you're leaving food in your car and then eating them, or just that you're eating cold tacos in the morning first thing.
I cannot wait for Thanksgiving because all of the Thanksgiving,
Leftovers,
like mashed potatoes.
Ew!
Mashed potatoes cold are like my favorite thing in the world.
No, they're not. Mashed potatoes warm with gravy. That's
I like them cold because they kind of are like chunks.
What else are you eating cold?
I'll probably eat the mac and cheese cold.
Oh, gosh.
No, that's not bad, but it's better warm.
Think about how it clumps together.
No, I know. I've had cold mac and cheese.
Stuffing cold.
Ew.
No, that's a little gross to me. Cold stuffing tastes disgusting. You're weird. Karen, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You do the same thing?
Yes, I do.
My God. What's wrong with our listeners?
I thought there's no way our listeners are going to roast Liv. No one is going to agree with her, and everyone is agreeing with her.
Yes, I mean, I do it, but I don't eat it cold, like in the car. I take it to work and I heat it up. Or I have 3 kids, so getting them ready in the mornings and getting them in the car and taking them to daycare is a hassle, and having to take all their stuff with me is a hassle. So I put everything in the car before I leave. I mean the day before, and then so that's what I do. I bet sometimes if it's not raining, I'll leave the windows down a little bit just to make sure that it gets cold enough in the car.
How many kids have you lost because of this? Like, where they've got sick and died?
Oh, they're still good and breathing.
They're eating the food, too? You're letting them eat the car food?
Well, most of the food that I take them, it's not, like, frozen food. So theirs is not that bad. It's usually mine, that my leftovers and stuff that I take to work with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, thank you, Karen. Liv, what's up?
JK on Twitter said, Liv is a revolutionary thinker. Kudos to you.
Are you joking me?
This sounds like the dumbest of the dumb. Like, I can't. Elijah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say, I think it's gross that you eat your food after you keep it in your car. Like, first off, when you get in your car, the next day it's going to smell like the food that was in there. And then if you do that for, like, multiple days, the stench will, like, rack up.
Not when it's cold.
No, it definitely does. And then you start heating your car up, and then you smell. Oh, that's just. It's the thought of it just makes me clench.
Wait, you know what I bet Liv would do too? I'm just thinking of this. Maybe I gave her idea, what she would say is revolutionary. Are you using your defroster to warm your food up? You just put it up there like, I might warm this breakfast burrito up. That's what I'll do.
Not smart at all. It's probably very unhealthy.
You think? Hey, thank you, Elijah, for calling in.
Ew.
Let's talk to Alyssa. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
Hey, so Friday, I actually got food poisoning because my friend thought it would be a good idea to leave it in the car because it was like a burrito that had meat in it. And she was like, but it's so cold, I just left it in the car. And I got food poisoning.
There it is.
Oh,
see? There
God,
it is.
Why?
That's the restaurant you went to. That's not because of how you ate it. That's not because like the keeping it in the car. That's because of the restaurant you got it at. You would have gotten food poisoning either way. But my favorite, I did this the other night. My favorite is getting the cold, hard French fries.
Oh! Oh, God.
French fries after they've been in the car for a while.
Oh, my God.
I just can't take it with Liv anymore.
It makes me hard.
Oh, my God. Seriously, Liv.
Was that you?
What the hell is wrong with you?
It makes me hard.
This is the... I don't know. This show has gotten worse as time goes on. It just gets worse and worse.
It makes me hard.
Oh, cold, hard French fries.
Inappropriate.
All right. If you couldn't get through this morning on the phones and you have to say something, you can go to our Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Liv, anything else you want to say?
It makes me hard.
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and let's talk about dumb people doing dumb things. It's time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This sounds like something I might do, but it's not funny to kid around about a bomb.
The menso of the day.
What?
The menso of the day. I think that means like silly in Spanish, goofball in Spanish.
Okay. I'm really bad. Like, I know my name's Jose in Spanish. That's about all I know. Let's see right here. A man's accused of making a bomb threat. He told the cops, whoa, 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 I was talking about something else, officer. A New Orleans man's accused of threatening to blow up Willie's Chicken Shack. He told the cops that his words were just in reference to a bowel movement. The man was booked on charges in connection to a bomb threat after his story was not corroborated with the restaurant's employees. He said he told an employee he was going to, quote, blow the bathroom up in reference to a bowel movement.
Come on now.
However, cops say a Willie's Chicken Shack employee told the man, said the man never told him anything about a bathroom. He faces counts of communication, of false information, of a planned arson.
Do you think he's making that up now after the fact that he got in trouble? Like, he never really did mean the bathroom. He's just saying that now to save his butt?
No. I don't think
you
so.
Don't, you
I
think
don't
he think, meant it the whole time?
I think he meant it the whole time. I've been there. It happens. You just got to fess up. And I don't think bombers are clever enough to think of that.
Yeah, well, if anyone would know, it'd be Liv the Web Girl, wouldn't it?
I was going to say, she's blown up a bathroom or two in her day, for sure.
I hate you guys.
That's what the people said when they had to clean up after you. All right, that right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
I kind of am wondering, and please don't take this as an insult, but Alex, I know you really like Instagram. You put your best up there. You're never going to find a bad photo up there posted, even if somebody else on Alex's Instagram. It's going to be like, just look really good. I'm wondering after seeing this story if this is something that you would kind of complain about to people if you had kids. Did you see the story?
I did see it. It was everywhere yesterday.
There's a mom, she's a blogger, and she's under fire for writing on Instagram that her 6-year-old son is less popular than his siblings online. The 37-year-old mom of 5 from Atlanta shared a photo of her son on Instagram to celebrate his birthday. She wrote, quote, His photo never got as many likes, and I guess from a statistical point of view, he wasn't as popular with everyone out there. The woman was slammed on social media with one person writing, "You really think your kid is going to look at how many likes his mom's post gets about him and feel bad? You need to give..." Okay, she starts swearing after that. But, okay, but I mean, it is kind of stupid, right? To actually care about, like, oh, well, Jimmy gets more likes than Tommy.
But what I want to know is, I'm not saying that you are as obsessed with it as this mom is, but as a parent, when you post pictures of your kids, do you notice, if you have more than one kid, that certain kids of yours get more likes than others? You can be anonymous. I just want to know if you've noticed it.
You're not going to get anybody to call in.
833-JOE-ALEX. Have you just noticed, like, it's kind of weird, but my, you know, my baby gets more likes than my four-year-old or whatever. That's what I want to know.
That's 833-563-2539. I would love, like, we won't judge you. I don't think anybody's going to be able to actually admit. You think somebody will admit that?
But, like, here's the thing is that I always say, because none of us are parents on the show, but I always think parents have to notice if they have, like, you know, an ugly kid or something. Like, you notice. You just don't say it out loud. Like, as a parent, you know that your kid is not very cute, right? Or do you truly just see every kid of yours and you're just like, no, they're gorgeous, and you just don't know?
I went out to dinner last night at a sushi place, and there was a family there, and it was a dad and a daughter and a son, and the daughter and son were very close in age, and they have their photo up at the sushi place, so I guess they're like regulars or something, and the waitress was like, oh my gosh, like the prettiest family. I'm like, such a pretty family. And I was like, okay, we're not all blind here. Like, clearly the daughter is gorgeous and the son is extremely unfortunate looking.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm not saying he's not a great guy.
What does that mean, extremely unfortunate looking?
Not attractive,
just,
I guess.
Yeah, just not good looking. The daughter's gorgeous. Like, you know, if you have a cute... if you have a cute son or daughter, and if you don't have a cute son or daughter.
Cassidy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You heard Alex, you heard Liv, and you heard about this mom. What do you think?
I think that parents shouldn't care what their kids get on social media. Like,
now, don't take this personal. I'm asking as, like, devil's advocate here. Do you have ugly children, or, like, why would that be? Like, why should they not care?
Just because, I mean, it's their children. They shouldn't be on social media if they're not, you know, over the age of
14 or so. You shouldn't care if one daughter or son gets more likes than the other, but we're not asking that.
That's not the question.
If you have noticed.
Yeah, like, how many kids do you have, Cassidy?
I have none, actually.
Okay.
We need someone with kids.
Hold on. This counts. Does Cassidy have cats? Do you have, like, two cats?
Yeah.
All right, which cat, the older or younger cats, gets more likes or more paws up?
The older.
See, you do notice. Wow. The question is it morally wrong? Clearly, it's morally wrong. We're all a sex-image-obsessed society. Nobody is disputing that. It's terrible that this mom admitted this. But the question is, but inside, do you notice that one of your kids gets more likes than the other?
Carrie, you got a younger kid, a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old. Who's getting more likes?
So, my 3-year-old gets more likes than my 10-year-old.
Oh, swerve!
Wait, why is this 3-year-old getting more likes?
I'm not sure if it's just because she is, you know, so little, but I mean, when I post pictures of my 10-year-old, he definitely doesn't get more than like 5 or 10 likes on his pictures.
You hold that against him?
3-year-old gets like 30.
Whoa, that's a big percentage difference right there. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care. Like, it doesn't bother me at all, but I have noticed that she tends to get more likes on her photos than he does.
So then when you do take pictures of your older son, do you try to, like, do cuter backgrounds and pose him differently just to see if that will help him get more likes?
I mean, not really, because I really don't care. I mean, I think all my kids are beautiful. I have 3 children, actually, and the 7-year-old, she's just kind of in the middle. She gets about the same as her younger sister.
Is that a maternal thing? Because I'm so worried. Like, let's say I have a kid that looks like me, like a daughter. That's my biggest fear in life, is I want to try to have kids, and if not, we'll adopt. But let's say naturally I have kids and we have a daughter. I'm afraid she's going to look just like me. She's going to be kind of chubby. She's going to be really hairy.
Oh, no, don't say that.
And I'm just afraid that I won't love her the same. I'm like, you love your kids.
All of your kids.
Okay, I hope you're right about that.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is the phone number to call us. 833-JOE-ALEX.
833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl, what's up?
You know people who blog and Instagram for careers 1,000% favorite one kid over the other and will like expose one kid to the social media game more than the other if they
That's
have
what
like,
I'm wondering.
A nasty child or a cute child.
Hold on, let's talk to Ashley. You got two boys. Tell us about this, Ashley.
Hi. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, and my younger one was born premature, so I just feel like everyone shows him a lot more attention. Like, he needed more attention when he was younger.
Ooh.
But, like, I notice, like, if I post happy birthday posts for them, like, he'll get more likes. So it doesn't bother me. But then I notice, like, people in real life do it, too, and I feel bad for my 7-year-old. I'm like...
What do you mean people in real life do it? You mean they're nicer to him in person?
Yeah, I'm, like, love on him more and more attention.
Do you think your other kid just has, like, a crappy personality?
Well, he's more shy.
Oh, you better work on that.
I know. I feel bad. Like, I feel like it's my fault.
No. Don't sometimes. Beat yourself up, Ashley. Don't beat yourself up.
Well, you got to start, you got to start getting your kid out there a little bit more. Like I said, posing them in cuter pictures, I guess. We got to do something, don't we?
All
I'm
right,
just kidding.
Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say? Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Sounds like
yes.
Yeah, there you go, Anonymous. Yes, yes. What's up, Anonymous? What do you want to say?
Hey, I have two kids. One is drop dead gorgeous, and the other one is a little bit unfortunate.
What do you mean unfortunate?
I mean, they have different dads. They look like their dad.
Oh, no.
All right, stop this, Anonymous. Not all men are ugly.
No, I find this so interesting. So when did you first notice that your kid was just not as cute as the other?
Well, see, my it was when I had the second one, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's just gorgeous. And I didn't think my oldest one was not cute before. And then as they get older, I'm like, oh.
Anonymous, are there different dads involved?
I'm sorry?
Are there different dads involved, or is this the same father?
No, they have different dads.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but this is like Blue Ivy. Unfortunately, she looks just like her dad. She is not as cute.
True.
I mean, so many people are going to be mad about this, but, you know, Beyonce's better looking in that couple.
1,000%, and she looks straight up just like Jay-Z.
But see, these are the types of things that people think that they're just too afraid to say out loud, and I always wonder, does Beyonce know that Blue Ivy got the rough end of the stick there?
You know.
We should get Anonymous's phone number and, like, turn this into a sponsorship with someone and get a makeover.
What, so many parents
are mad.
We'll get some lip injections for the 12-year-old.
Oh, God!
What the hell is wrong with
We're
all of
joking.
You?
We're just joking.
I don't think you are. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. All right, be honest, Liv. People keep on tweeting us. Are you going to do something today about your registration? Are you actually going to go do it or not?
I mean, do you guys want to hear the truth or do you want to hear what I'm supposed to say?
Wow.
Okay, so that means no, you're not going to. When, so if you get pulled over and they impound your car, then what? Then what are you gonna? How are you gonna get to work?
I'm probably gonna cry. I'm gonna have a breakdown. I'm gonna call my mom and my dad. They're gonna say I told you so, but then they're gonna tell me to go get it out. They might lend me some money, but I'll have to owe them back later.
Why don't you just get the money now so you don't get impounded? Just say, Mom, Mama see, Papa see, pay a sister.
Because they'll be like, don't you have any?
And you're
like,
no.
And if I'm not crying, then I can't lie.
I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that.
You guys got anything going on today? Or what's up with you kids?
I drove Uber for the Pacers game last night, and it was pretty good, but there's no game tonight, so.
Oh, man. You're telling people you're producer Pork Chop from the Joe and Alex show, right?
Oh, of course.
Are they like, you're the guy, you're the bad breath guy. Please look forward.
You can just tell people when they get in your Uber, do you know who I am? That's going to make us look bad.
No, I think it's good because if they don't know who we are, I was having breakfast at Biscuits. It's in Broad Ripple. It's amazing, by the way. They got Mexican food and all kinds of stuff. And there was somebody talking about another morning show. I'm like, hey, I'm Joe from the Joe and Alex Show. You should give us a try.
Straight and
He said, okay, I don't think he'll actually listen to us, but
see,
I tried.
That's why you got to have, like, radio station stickers on you to give to them, because that will actually convince them.
A sticker?
What are you living in, 1990?
What do you want to give them? I don't know.
People don't want stickers anymore. They want, like, hats and beanies, t-shirts.
Well, give me some beanies to give away to people when I'm Uber driving.
What are you going to do, push them around?
I don't know.
Well... Hey, all I'm saying is if I'm drunk in an Uber and I get anything for free, I'm excited about it.
That's a good point.
You guys have to remember, most of these people are going to be drinking and intoxicated.
She's not wrong.
That's how we get our listeners, one alcoholic drink at a time.
Throw them in the trunk.
Hey, if you miss anything, make sure you check it out on our website, joeandalexshow.com. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have a lot going into the Thanksgiving weekend, including Kelly Clarkson tickets at 8 o'clock. All right, Alex, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.